often we look at the halachis of Bein HaMitzarim as almost random minhagim that Kol Yisrael has sort of collected over the years, but without giving it a real gedder in halacha, so it's difficult to really approach any specific shailas, certainly, really understand, even more than shailas, understand what Chazal want from a person. You have to always understand what the gedder lahalocha is. So different achreinim have tried to be magdir lahalocha, the different types of avelus, the nihugei avelus that we've had, and in a general sense, it certainly seems that the avelus that we're having, that we observe, is similar in terms of Tisha B'Av is the most intense, almost like a Shiva Rachman Letzlan, and then from Rosh Chodesh, the 9 days are like almost like Shleishim, and then Yud Beis Chodesh, and that's the model that many Achreinim say, but it doesn't really fit so well. There are a lot of things that we do that the Avelim aren't Asarin, and there are a lot of things that Avelim are Asarin that we don't do. So the question is how to understand the Avelus of this Tkufa, the Avelus of that we refer to as Bein HaMitzar. So let's begin with the Shaila, and through the Shaila we'll try to develop the different lumdas of understanding the Halachas. The questions are a very frequent question. Very often we know that the Minig is, it's brought the Halacha, that we don't make buy new things during this Tkufa. And the Lashon of the Poskim is, because we don't make a Shechiyanu. So anything which is Mechayiv a Shechiyanu, we're not going to do during this Tkufa. So the question that someone asked Rav Moshe and others, but famously Rav Moshe, was, let's say I'm buying a new car, or even better, I'm buying a new house. So you tell me, of course you can't. Ein Lecha, right? This is the big person. You're not allowed to get a new suit. You're not allowed to get a Yomitz. So the person said, no, because my car I'm buying for the whole family. Not just buying it from me. And the halacha is, when you buy something from multiple people, you don't make a shechiyanu. You make a toif ha-meitir. So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that during this tkufa, we don't make a shechiyanu. So I'm not going to make a shechiyanu anyway, because I'm going to make a toif ha-meitir. That's the halacha I have to make. So I should be able to buy the car, I should be able to buy the house, or the apartment, or anything for that matter that I'm getting for other people as well. We don't make a shechiyanu, we make a toif ha-meitir. So it should be mutter. And Rabbi Yishtaka says, Yitaka comes out, the Ein Hanami, until Rosh Chodesh, anything which you would make a Toiva Meitiv on as opposed to Shechiyanu would be Mutter. It means the Ramesh is focusing very much on the Bracha, and if you're not going to make the Bracha, so it's okay. So then if someone theoretically is going to buy something which he's not going to make a Shechiyanu anyways, a lot of people go like Poiskim, Bezman Hazeh, they don't make Shechiyanu so frequently. So I'm not going to make Shechiyanu anyway, I should be able to buy it. Our minig is certainly not like that. We don't buy things, even if with mice, I'm not going to end up making shechiyanu. We still don't buy things. So what's the machlekes? What's going on over here? So to understand this, I think we have to understand in general the yesoid of Bein HaMitzarim, this tkufa that we're in. Again, I'm talking about from the perspective of halacha, to be magdirit in havana of the halacha. Question is, where does such a thing come from? Where do we see a musag of Bein HaMitzarim? Why do we have such a halacha of Bein HaMitzarim? So it seems that there is a machlekes amongst the Rishonim. Some Rishonim, if you take a look at the earliest source, the earliest mocker for Bein HaMitzarim in terms of lahalacha, comes from what many Rishonim assume to come from a Yerushalmi. And it comes from an iser of having basar the yayin, like we are noyeg during the 9 days. An iser many had to not have basar v'yayin from shivos v'tam. So that's the first and earliest minhag that we have, that it has a concept of Bein HaMitzarim, that shivos v'tam is they would stop having basar v'yayin until Tisha B'Av. 3 weeks, no basar v'yayin. And if you take a look at the poskim, the Torah brings the shita, the Shulchan Aruch brings the shita, but we don't Paskin like it lemaisa, but Shulchan Aruch and Torah bring this shita, and the Rishonim that quote this shita, they quote it in different ways. So many Rishonim, the Maril and the Talmidim of the Maril, all say, as you would expect, why can't I have Basa B'Yayin from Shavasa B'Tamas? Because Basa B'Yayin is Mar B'Simcha. Ain't Simcha Ela B'Basa B'Yayin. And therefore, since Basa B'Yayin is Mar B'Simcha, Ain't Simcha Ela B'Basa B'Yayin, we stop with being Misameyach, we start being Memayit B'Simcha already from Shavasa B'Tamas. So this is what you would expect. Therefore, they're starting the Minhagim a little bit early. But it's a little bit bothersome. Why? Because Lamaisa, we have a Gemara. We have a Gemara that says, Mishanichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. That when Av comes in, we're Memayit Besimcha. So why does Minag Yisrael, why would we start being Memayit before that? Again, it's not the end of the world. You could say, you know, Kedai Hubeis Alekeino, that we should be Marbe a little bit more than an Avelis. But it's a very strange thing. The Gemara tells us that Avelis starts at Mishanichnas Av. So why do we have Shitas that are taking this nihug of Avelus, of Ein Simcha Elo Bebasa Beyayin, and refraining from Bebasa Beyayin, and saying, you know what, it's not good enough to be Memayit Besimcha from Rish Chodesh Av, we're going to push it up, we're going to go to Shavasa Betamas. So if you take a look at the Rishayim, these Rishayim, the Beis Yosef quotes already, take a look at the Rishayim, there are other Rishayim that don't say anything about being Memayit Besimcha. And they say, we're not going to have Basa V'Yayin K'de'isa, like we see the Gemara in Bava Basra. What are they referring to? They're referring to the Gemara at the end of Cheskes Abatim. Where the Gemara at the end of Cheskes Abatim says, K'she'chorav Beis Mikdashenu, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rogru Prushim B'Yisrael. There were Prushim B'Yisrael that decided, Hayitochen, we're going to eat Basar. The Mizbeach is not having Basar anymore. It's not consuming Basar, and we're going to eat Basar. The Mizbeach is not having Yayin anymore. No Nisach HaYayin. And we're going to have Yayin. So these Prushim got up from Zman of Churban Beis HaMikdosh, and they said, no more Basar, no more Yayin. So Rabbi Yeshua said, okay, no more bread either. No more bread, because there's no more menachos from the Mizbeach. You can't have bread either. So they said, fine, we'll only have parents. So Rabbi Yeshua said, no, but no Zayin Minin, because no more Bikurin. So you can't have Zayin Minin. So they said, we'll have Shar Peiris. Shar Peiris, that's it. We can't have Zayin Minin, because no Bikurin. We can't have Lechem, because no menachos. We can't have Basar, because no Karbonos. We can't have Yayin, because no Nisach HaYayin. So Rabbi Yeshua says, you can't have water either. No Mayim either, because there's no more Nisach HaMayim. So then they said, okay, it's impossible. So they said, but Rabbi Yeshua, what should we do? We should just go on living our life regular? It's impossible, right? We shouldn't do anything? So that's when they were Minsakein, Amal, all the halachas that we have in our Chaim, of Zeichel and Mikdosh, and Amal, when a person builds a home, a set an empty seat, when a person sets a table, that a woman doesn't wear all her jewelry. All these halachas of Zeichel and Mikdosh were in response to Rabu Prushim in Ha'ot. Look, the Einei Shmuel in the back of the Gemara, and ask Akasha, I don't understand. They originally started their minhag by saying, no Basar Yayin. No Basar because the Mizbeach doesn't have Basar. No Yayin because the Mizbeach doesn't have Yayin. And then Yeshua caught them, because Yeshua says, then you can't have Mayim, you can't have Peris, you can't have Menachos. Says the Einei Shmuel, I don't understand. Why didn't they just respond back? We're just doing Basar Yayin because Ein Simcha Ela BeBasar Yayin. V'adover Tzorechiyah, they had a perfect response. We're leaving it at Basar V'Yayin. Why? Because Ein Simcha Ela BeBasar V'Yayin. So we're not going to take it to Lechem, we're not going to take it to Mayim, we're not going to take it to Shar, we're not going to take it to Peres. Why Daka Basar V'Yayin? Because, you're right, there are other things brought on the Gav Mizbeach, but these are the things which give us primary Simcha, Memeilo, that's the thing. Why didn't they say that? See, it says the Ani Shmuel, sorry. I think we see from here a tremendous yisoid. That the Gemara in Bava Basra is teaching us a yisoid. The yisoid is that there are two types of avelis. There's an avelis of churba, which is doime to every other avelis. The avelis of Rachmana Litzlan, when a person loses someone. That's regular avelis. That's called an avelis of miyut simcha. To be memayit b'simcha, like a person has by avelis diyochit. There's a concept of being Memayit B'Simcha, that's an aspect of Avelus. But the Gemara in Bava Basra is teaching us a new Yisoy, nothing to do with Miyut Simcha.
Not being a ma'itim, because it's a new yisoid called Avelos of Zeche l'Churban, of Zeche l'Mikdash, remembering Beis HaMikdash. It's not a yisoid of being me'mayet simcha. It's a new concept. It's a concept of Zeche l'Churban, Zeche l'Mikdash. Therefore, they couldn't respond, Ein simcha ela bebasa v'yayin. Ein simcha bebasa v'yayin, that refers to the other din of Avelos. That's the din of Avelos, which we are knowing from Rosh Chodesh Av. They were coming with a new Yisoid, even al no miyut simcha, but still there's a concept of Zeichel HaMikdash, Zeichel HaChurban. How could we be engaged in things that the Beis HaMikdash is no longer engaged in? Al that din, they were trying to say, we have a new minhag. Says Rabbi Yeshua, it's impossible. So therefore, we'll do other things. When we build a house, we'll have a Zeichel HaChurban. When we set our tables, we'll have a Zeichel HaChurban. When we get dressed, we'll have a Zeichel HaChurban. But it's a different halacha, it's a different Yisoid. It's a velus of miyut simcha is one thing, and a velus of zeichel churban is another thing. L'niyas daiti, these rishonim that are quoting the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra, Chesed Zabatim, are telling us a chiddush. What they're telling us is they're answering this kasha. Why would, if the Gemara says, Mishen nichnas av mematim b'simcha, so why would Minhag Yisrael have it that we come and we extend it? No, we're going to start from Shavuos v'Tammuz. Why should we start from Shavuos v'Tammuz? Chazal said, Mishen nichnas av mematim b'simcha. They're not coming and saying, we're going to start from Shavuos v'Tammuz. It's a totally different din. The din that starts Mishen Nichnas Av is a din of Miyat Simcha. Mishen Nichnas Av, Mimatim B'Simcha. That's a din of Miyat Simcha. And therefore, all the things that we do during that Kufa are Miyat Simcha. From Shavuos v'Tammuz, there's a new Yisoid. There's a new Yisoid. What's the Yisoid? The Yisoid is we're going to be more heightened, more sensitive to Zeichel HaMikdash. You're right, we couldn't do it the whole year, it didn't make any sense. Fine, we couldn't last, Rabbi Yeshua said. But at least during this Tkufa, from Yud Zayin until Tisha B'Av, from the time of Bein HaMitzarim, we're going to be knowing these other dinim called dinim of Zeicher LeMikdash, Zeicher LeChurban. Two separate Yisoids. Now, this is very important to understand in terms of understanding the Minhagim. It means that these minhagim that start on Tisha B'Av, start on Rosh Chodesh, have their goal is to be memayit simcha. The minhagim that start on Shavuos v'Tammuz, their goal is a totally different objective. Their goal is to be zeicher l'mikdash, zeicher l'churban. There could be nafkaminas. There could be nafkaminas. L'moshol. What about tavshul shel bos? Tamshul shel basar, mutter or not. If you hold that the din of not eating basar is a din of simcha, so the Rishayim write mefurish, tamshul shel basar is mutter. Tamshul shel basar doesn't give a person simcha. Ein simcha basar yan doesn't apply to tamshul shel basar. But if you hold, and therefore many Rishayim say it's mutter, if you hold that the vart is that the mizbeach doesn't have meat, so then we can't have meat. So then the chayre tavshul shel basar, you can't have meat, regardless of what it is. The meidach isa. What about dvarim shemishakrin but aren't yayin? A big machlekes hapoyiskin. Dvarim shemishakrin that aren't yayin. They're misameyah. So if the vart in ain simcha bebasar v'yayin, so one could argue anything that's mishaka, anything that's misameyah, like many poiskim do. On the other hand, there's a var in what the mizbeach had a zeich l'churban, so only yayin went al gabe a mizbeach. It could even be that this whole yisoy that we're explaining now, that Shavuos v'Tammuz is a different din in halacha than the 9 days. The 9 days is a din avelus of miyat simcha. Shavuos v'Tammuz is a din of zeich l'churban. Now we have to be clear, Rabbi Yisai. This is still totally on a machlokes rishonim. As I mentioned, some of the Rishonim, even by Shavuos v'Tammuz, say, Ein simcha v'vos v'yayin v'mayit simcha. So those are half the Rishonim. But these other Rishonim that are coming, the Rishonim that are led by, I would say, the Rav, Rabbi Asher Milunil, they're coming and telling us a new Yisai. Now, it could be that this Machlekes is really based on where did this concept come from of Bein HaMitzarim. Why are we knowing Bein HaMitzarim at all? Where did it come from? So there are two mekayres given in the Rishayim. Some Rishayim quote Bein Hamitzorim, that since it was Huvka here, so it makes sense to start the Avelus there. If that's the case, so then we're Taka saying that the Avelus of the Gemara says Tishvah, but we're moving it up a little bit. Why are we moving it up? Because the Churban really began before. If the Pshat is because of Huvka here, it makes sense to say we're just being Marchiv the Avelus. But other Rishayim say there's nothing to do with Huvka here. There's nothing to do with anything that happened b'shas ha-churban. What does it have to do with? Daniel. Bizman ha-churban, Daniel, we see, was mis'aneh 21 Tanesim. I feel like this is the Rishonim exactly how to learn over there. Because of the arichas of the galus. That's a yesoid of zeichel ha-churban. Daniel was concerned that Kal Yisrael had given up. And therefore the churban happened a long time ago already. But it was b'soich ha-churban that Daniel was misaking a new yesoid. A new Yisoyed called Bein HaMitzarim, the Shavos of Itamaz, and these were Yisoyedes of Zeichel Churban, Zeichel Mikdash. Nothing to do with Avelos of Miut Simcha. Hashtada Sinan Lahachi, if this is the case, so now we can come back to analyze the Shaila of Shechiyonu HaToyiv HaMeitiv. Why don't we make a Shechiyonu during this tkufa? So if you take a look at the Rishonim, you will once again see two different pshatim in Rishonim, two different mehalchim in Rishonim, why there's no Shechiyonu during this tkufa. If you take a look at the Maril, again, and his base medrash, Maril, who learned everything from the 3 weeks, is totally on Miyat Simcha, just an expansion of the 9 days. So if you take a look at the Maril says, why don't we make Shechiyonu during this tkufa? The lashon of the Maril is, because toiv limnoya milivorech zman al shum pri chodesh kol bein hamitzorim kidei limayed b'simcha. Why don't we make Shechiyonu? Because amiyot simcha. Why don't we be mayed simcha? Comes the goyin in Shulchan Aruch and says, where does this come from? Do we have such a din by Avelos? L'chayra, the din of Avelos of the Churban should model to a certain degree the din of Avelos of a regular person. But we have no musug of Avelos that you're not going to make a Shechiyonu. Comes the goyin and says, Hechmiru chumra yiseira yoyser midai. It's too much of a chumra. Because where do we see in the Torah that an avil shouldn't make a Shechiyonu? So why all of a sudden over here are we saying that an avil shouldn't make a Shechiyonu, says the goyin? You're telling me I can't make a Shechiyonu because it's too much simcha? There's no such halacha in Hilchas Avelos, says the goyin. Now the truth is, many Rishonim don't say anything about Simcha. So why can't I make a Shechiyonu? Not because there's Simcha. You know why I can't make a Shechiyonu? The Lashon of the Sefer Chassidim, I can't make a Shechiyonu because Hayitachen for me to say the words Shechiyonu v'kiyumonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh during such a tkufa? I'm thanking the Rebbeinu Shem for bringing me to such a zman. It's a terrible zman. So how could I say the words Shechiyonu v'kiyumonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh during a tkufa of Bein HaMitzar? It has nothing to do with simcha. It's just the matbeya shetavu chachomim Shechiyonu v'kiyumonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh is not shayech to this tkufa, so I can't say it. And there are many, many nafkamins. Roish v'rishon, let's say I'm not saying that nusach. I'm saying the nusach ha'atoiv ha'meitin. If you understand it's a din in simcha, it's not the brocha that's the problem. What the Maril is saying is that you can't put yourself in a matzav which gives you simcha that's mechayev shechiyonu, because the simcha is now what you shouldn't be having that simcha during this time. The problem is not saying the bracha. The problem is the simcha. I don't care if the bracha is Shechiyonu. I don't care if the bracha is Atoy V'Meitiv. I don't care if there's no bracha whatsoever. I can't have this simcha, which Chazal deemed is enough simcha to be mechayim, such a bracha. And that's the problem. So it doesn't matter if I'm going to make Atoy V'Meitiv, if I'm going to make a Shechiyonu, if I'm going to not make a bracha at all. It doesn't make a difference. Why? The simcha is what's usher during this tkufa.
But if you hold the pshat is like the Magen Avraham quotes in Sefer Chassidim, then no, the problem is the nusach, the matbeah shetov, you can't say shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'kiyonu l'zman hazeh. That's only shayach to the nusach shechiyonu.
If halacha is mechayev me in this instance, not to say shechiyonu, but rather hatoiv ha-meitiv,
so then there's no problem whatsoever.
Let's say it's a situation where I have to do the thing that's giving me simcha.
You see, the Goyin's Raya that there's no such din by Avelos. He says it's the Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says that a person dies, so the child makes a Dayana Emes, and if there's a brother, you make a Tevye Meitiv. If there's no other brother, you make a Shechiyon. So you see, an Avel is allowed to make a Shechiyon. So the Goyin says, this is not a din, this is not a halacha by Avelos. Where do we come up with this from? But the truth is, if you hold that it's an idea because of the nusach habracha, I hear. But if you hold that the whole idea is to avoid the simcha, so it's only relevant by simchas that you could avoid. If a person was just yoyrish, a hoin rav, so not making the shechiyonu doesn't take away the simcha. The simcha is there. So how do you make a shechiyonu? L'moshul says the Noidi B'Yehuda. There's a halacha in Hilchas Avelos that an ovel shouldn't bench that shouldn't light the Chanukah lift on the first night. Why? Because he has to make a shechiyonu. So all the poskim say, I don't understand. He's lighting when he gets home anyways, and he's making the shechiyonu. So the idea is that no, we don't want to bring, the problem isn't the nusach. The problem is you don't want to bring extra simcha. So the simcha that he has to have because he has to light his licht, okay, he has to have. There's nothing to get around it. But to give him extra simcha to light the licht for the tzibur, that he's not supposed to do. So Moshe, let's say someone needs to have a certain pre-chadosh. There's a choyle after Nezer has. A person's a choyle, he needs a pre-chadosh. Does he make a shechiyonu or not? Uvi tali an ar shayla. After Nezer has 2 days. Shari Tshuva brings 2 days. A person needs to have something new. Does he make a shechiyonu if the problem is the nusach of shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'kiyonu l'zman hazeh? So then, don't make the bracha. You're not supposed to make the bracha during the skufa. But if the problem is the simcha you're having anyway, so why not make the bracha? L'maisa, I think this machloikis is really totally on the original machloikis that we had. Why? Because the original, we're arguing, Rabbi said that there's a machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. So basically a machloikis rishonim between the Maharil, the Beis Midrashoi, and the other rishonim in the Beis Yosef, Reb Asher Milunil, Ubeis Midrasha. And the machlekes is the tkufa of 3 weeks, the tkufa of miyut simcha, and the minhagim are all minhagim, which are minhagim of miyut simcha, just a little bit less intense than the 9 days. Or is the tkufa of the 3 weeks nothing to do with miyut simcha? The tkufa of the 3 weeks is the tkufa where we are noyeg dinim of zeichel l'churban, zeichel l'mikdash, which we aren't noyeg for the rest of the year. Two totally huge machlekes for showing them and how to understand the tkufa of the 3 weeks. It's not a tkufa of avelus of miyut simcha. It's a tkufa of avelus of zeichel churban, where we're more sensitive to zeichel churban. Al pizeh, now I ask you, why are you not allowed to make shechiyonu? So if you hold that the 3 weeks are avart in simcha, so then you're going to say, obviously, the whole idea I'm not allowed to make shechiyonu is also not the din in the bracha of the shechiyonu. It's the din of memayit simcha. You're not allowed to have the simcha, which is mechayiv a shechiyonu. And just like every other din during the 3 weeks is a miyat simcha, this is also a din of miyat simcha. But it's the other rishonim that had a problem. Because the other rishonim said there's no halacha of miyat simcha during the 3 weeks. I ain't simcha b'asav yayin. According to those rishonim, that's a din in zeichel l'churban. Every din of the 3 weeks is not a din in miyat simcha. There's no halacha of miyat simcha by 3 weeks because the Gemara says mishenichnas av mematim b'simcha. So now they're stuck with the problem. If the mechaber holds that there's no din of miyat simcha in the 3 weeks, so why does the mechaber hold I can't make a shechiyon? Why can't I make a shechiyonu? The Mechaber doesn't hold as a din of miyat simcha. The Ramah, the Maril, they hold miyat simcha, so then the adds on, you can't make a shechiyonu, and you can't get married, and you can't
And all the halachas of Avelos, we already start. Why? Because we basically take the Mishanichnes Avim Matim B'Simcha and we push it up to Shivas B'Tamas. That's the Ramah, that's the Maril. But Lefi the Mechaber, that there's no din of Miyat Simcha until Reish Chodesh, so why can't I make a Shechayana? So come those Rishayim and say, it has nothing to do with Simcha. Because this Tkufa is a Tkufa of Bein HaMitzar. And it's not shayach for us to say that Shechayana, Vikiyamana, Lezman is a separate din. How can you thank the Rebbeinu Shem for such a Zman, which has been a terrible Zman for all of Klal Yisrael? Two totally different approaches and how to view the 3 weeks. And as we mentioned, it gives us a lot of insight because the Gemara tells us that really Avelus only starts by Rosh Chodesh. So what are we doing starting earlier? Al-Pizeh, we understand we're starting a new halacha. Halacha of the Gemara in Cheskes Abatim. The Gemara tells us, aside from a din of Avelus on Beis HaMikdosh, there's a din which really should be relevant the entire year, but for practical purposes, it can't be. And that's a din of Zeche L'Churban. That's something that should be in our minds during this Tkufa. Aside from the Avelus, that we should go through every single aspect of our lives, and remember that it's different because there's no Beis HaMikdosh. Every time we wash our hands in Tilas Yidayim, it's a Zeichel, the Beis HaMikdash. Every time we bench, there's Zikarad, the Beis HaMikdash. These are times where we don't only have Avelus for Beis HaMikdash, but we also have to have a heightened sensitivity of a Zeichel, remembering that every aspect of our life would be impacted positively if there was still a Beis HaMikdash.